This is Agent Urbana, tag number 1880. This is CR number 2018-434-245. Again, 2018-434-245. It is December 9, 2018. Time now is 21:55. I'm at the Brevard County Jail Complex in Alpha Camp Road in Cocoa. I'm here with, state your name.
Gregory A. Raymond.
And your date of birth?
5/14/82.
5/14/82?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you swear and affirm that everything you tell me the truth, correct, and accurate to the best of your knowledge, so help you God?
Yes.
Okay. There was an incident that happened earlier today in the booking area. Are you familiar with that, with what I'm talking about?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Do you know approximately the time that started at?
I got in there at like 1:20-ish.
Okay. And so when you got in there, where were you about when this happened?
And to the 1:10, he was eating. When I got in there, the guy was eating a sandwich.
He was eating a sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay. And the guy you're talking about, what do you look like?
Light-skinned, red, like brown, red.
Okay.
Fro with red on.
Okay. So red jumpsuit?
Yeah, like these guys wearing in there. The
okay.
ones in there.
And you said he was kind of like a lighter skin?
Yeah.
Alright. And what was he doing?
He was doing sandwich when I first got in there.
Okay.
Walking in the thing, walking.
And then what happened after that?
I was eating mine. I heard loud boom, 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 boom. He was like banging on the.
So he was banging on the glass?
Yeah, he was banging on the glass.
Okay. Was he saying anything?
Was he saying anything?
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't hear him. Not too much what I heard.
Alright, and then after that,
I just heard the guard run. The guard ran, talking to him, opened the door. I missed a lot of what happened because like, I was eating. I just thought, I didn't know it escalated that far.
Okay. And then so
I guess I hear knocking. I guess they take him out of the cell, open the door. This is what the other dude that was in there with me too said at this point. That he got up. But he's walking out. Dude, the cop was telling him which way to go or something. He's like,
yeah, great.
And this thing, no, I don't know if he hit the officer or what.
But I think,
yeah.
They started fighting?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know who's one of the first ones, but I guess he's hit the officer. And when I came to the thing, when he was talking, him and the officer both was on the ground.
Okay.
And trading blows and
what else did you see? Did you see
just by 8 or 10 other officers coming and beat, or at least by 7 other officers. They're all around over. I'm trying to get the other officer. They all on
Who
top.
Was on the bottom?
The one tall officer and the
was
guy.
On the bottom?
Yeah, and the guy.
The guy was on top of him?
Nah, like when I seen him, he wasn't really on top of him. They were both like laying on the ground.
Okay.
The officer. There's two officers. One tall right here.
And so the other officers were trying to get the other officer out of there?
Yeah.
And then what would they do after that? Were they trying to restrain him or what?
Yeah, a couple of, yeah. I guess the nurse hit, about 7 or 6 cops in there. They're trying to steady.
They put him in a chair?
Yeah. No, this was before the chair, yeah.
Okay.
I think one officer came in and tased.
Was he following
the pepper spray and then tased.
Was the inmate following their directions or no?
As of,
were they yelling at him to, like, settle down or what?
It was just like, I guess, one dude had one grip on one of the officers that he fell down with. I guess when I looked, they was on the ground with the two.
And That other officer, was there anything distinctive about the other officer?
Which one?
Like, the one that you said he pulled down on the ground.
Oh, when I seen, they was already on the ground.
Okay.
From what I seen.
Alright. Did, once you got into the chair, did you see anything?
Not much.
Okay.
For a little
was
bit.
Was he still yelling and stuff?
Yeah, he was still moving.
When he was in the chair, where were you in relation to him?
Like, I'm looking out, like me and you, like I'm looking out the window, but I'm probably a little bit further than, like, how close we're sitting.
Okay.
I'm a little further back, but I can see the view of him.
So were you in the holding cell when this all happened?
Yeah.
Okay. No phone or any of that?
Huh?
You weren't using the phone or anything? Okay.
All right. The other guy was using the phone.
Okay. Alright. Anything you think, anything else you can add to it, or anything else?
Well, that's all I seen. Then he was in the chair and put into the one that got him in the chair. They put him in the cell next to me. I went and sat back down, eat my food, and this other guy was like, they had walked off for a while. The cops did when they put him in the restraint. He was like. Like trying to still like break out the chair thing. Like, But I sat out by the time I got back up. We were making noises trying to get out the thing still. Then when I came back up, the first time the chief said something, look, they had the thing, little pump, the oxygen thing, I guess, the bag, and
so they were rendering medical care.
Yeah.
Okay.
And when I got looked back, and I was like, the dude was like, the bag wasn't moving, his eyes was like closed. The dude said he seen him like losing, leaving that, like, I guess the spirit leaving the body or something.
Okay.
Then I got up and looked at the number. I'm like, yeah, and they moving around stuff. I never seen no hand, nothing moving.
You see, saw him stop moving? Okay.
Like I got there once, when I got that last look, there was no movement. The bag, the hand, the eyes, it was nothing.
Okay.
And they, when I looked, they just had the little cart thing, put him on.
Yeah.
But he never left off on the cart, and he just was still in the chair.
Anything else you want to add? You swear and affirm that everything you told me was the truth, correct, and accurate to the best of your knowledge, so help you God? State your name and date of birth one more time. And your date of birth?
5/14/82.
The time now is 22:03, and this concludes this interview.